Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, it is the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Friday. Happy Friday to everyone out there. Before we get to the, if you rich or famous and you got all the money in the world, what kind of things would you collect? What type of weird collection would you have? 713-572-4610. Y'all kind of lit up when I played that Soul Glow.
Every time, bro.
It's funny because remember yesterday we had a whole Coming to America pretty much vibe going on.
What's that address one more time for me?
8507 Queens Boulevard. When I got home yesterday, I cut the TV on. The first thing that popped up was Coming to America.
Oh, really?
And a little advertisement like, do you want to watch this? I said, yes.
Hell, I do.
I just clicked in on, just doing stuff around the house. And then I was sitting there with my hands on my hip, just watching. Movie was fun. It was a part. I'm going to play this part real quick.
Mm-hmm.
It was a part on there. It kind of offended me a little bit. So for those who kind of remember the movie, remember the dude, Daryl, who was the boyfriend of Lisa McDowell.
Mm-hmm.
And remember when they went to the St. John's game?
Of course.
And he said this little nugget. I kind of cringed a little bit when he said this.
What kind of games do y'all play in Africa?
Chase the monkey.
No, we play football. I believe you call it soccer.
Oh, yeah, right.
Soccer. Well, that's a real cute sport.
Especially the way y'all bounce that ball off your heads. You know, personally, I don't like any sport where you don't use your hands.
I feel like he offended the obvious in that first part.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like you kind of offended soccer people, too, man.
Oh,
that ain't no cute
heck
sport.
Yeah, but this was the 80s, man. Like, making fun of soccer. In fact, until...
It was trendy.
So you're not offended.
Well, I understand.
So it's not a little... It wasn't a little cringy.
Well,
right,
I mean,
there.
I saw the movie. I know who the winner is. And it's the African side that won.
That's
so
right.
I'll have to be mad about Daryl.
Mm-hmm.
Who ain't got no lady.
But when I heard that part, I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
I was just like, man, soccer ain't no cute sport, man.
It was trendy in the 80s to say, oh, no, it's not a real sport.
And the 90s. Yeah. And probably the aughts.
I ain't using anything that don't use your hands.
Yeah.
I was just like, man, what a jerk, man. Anywho, 713-572-4610. Lopez, I brought this up because you mentioned you had a collection.
Yeah.
I think it was yesterday. What was that thing you said?
Yeah, I've been thinking about this since you mentioned it during the break. I think I would do more of that. I'm a big John Steinbeck fan.
I think
for me, the greatest turner of a phrase, writer of a dialogue and a narrative that there's been. And I know that people
And you
will
got
argue.
The first edition.
I've gone on a... Over this has been 20 years. I've been trying to find first editions of all his books. It just feels better. Like, of Mice and Men, 1941, and you get the first time it was released. So I've got like probably 7 or 8, Tortilla Flats and, all these big books. Some of them I've had to go with second edition, and I'm still, if anybody has first edition John Steinbeck books, in the attic.
Oh, wow. Look at the shamelessness of this.
I am interested. Hey, I'll buy them.
I'll pay.
Yeah, I'll pay. So I'm any first edition John Steinbeck book. Yeah.
Okay. So I got a list of celebrities who got some weird collections, too.
Mm-hmm.
So Nicolas Cage, not Nicolas Cage Casario.
Someone on the text line said Nicolas Randy Watson Casario approved this message. Don't worry. We are still efforting.
Yeah, we're still trying to figure that out. But the actor Nicolas Cage. He collects the shrunken pygmy heads.
Oh.
And hunted properties.
Yeah, that's one of those things that made me.
Pygmy heads.
Yeah. Which, you know what?
That
feels
tracks.
Like it fits because he is such a weird human being.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp, what do you think he collects?
Ooh.
Knives.
I haven't looked.
He looks like he collects knives or crystals or both.
Total guess.
So apparently,
go ahead. I don't know.
Apparently, he have an enormous Barbie collection.
Johnny Depp collects Barbies?
Yep, including the limited editions like Beyonce, Elvis, Lindsay Lohan dolls. And he uses these dolls to improvise sings with his kids. Wow. So he's a Barbie collector.
That is very surprising.
From the 512. It's great to hear Lopez will pay for something. He done saved up all his coffee money all this time to buy some Steinbeck books.
Yeah. Rod Stewart, he spent almost 30 years building a massive model train.
I can get behind that.
I kind of like that. Yeah.
Why is it as men that we're like, toys? I don't know. Train? Hell yeah, bro.
Yeah. No, that, I kind of want to see. I'm going to have to agree. I kind of want to see it. Tom Hanks, he owns more than 300 vintage typewriters.
Oh, that's my guy right there. That's my kind of guy right there. I've got two. I got two vintage that my dad gave me.
Having a whole bunch of vintage typewriters is something that you have to have a big house with a dedicated room, because I can just imagine.
You need a warehouse for that.
They're heavy.
Yeah, that's a storage room type of feel.
Well, but that's the thing, is it can't just be a storage room, because then it looks too. Like, you have to have the place to be able to set it out and make it look nice. So you have to have a nice big space for that.
Well, it's Tom Hanks, so he probably got the room and the acres and all that stuff to do it. Mm-hmm. But realistically, man, that's a whole nother. Those typewriters ain't small.
No. It's got to be displayed in a good way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Penelope Cruz, she is obsessed with coat hangers.
And Come on, man.
And she collects different shapes, sizes, and designs.
Why?
Because she has money. That's how you know that you're living good and you're rich. Like, that's how you know you are rich, because you just, that is a very odd thing that I don't even know you can show off. Like, how do you show off that collection?
And how is it, like, meaningful to you? Like, you know,
well, she seemed like
typewriters, Tom Hanks, you know, movie producer, director, writer. I get it.
Yeah. So apparently she finds the beauty in their craftsmanship.
Craftsmanship? They're made on an assembly line.
Not all of them. Like,
maybe all of them.
I'm trying, Penelope. Yeah. I am trying.
Angelina Jolie.
She can
what
collect
do you think?
Whatever the hell she
all right.
Wants.
What do you think she collects?
Children.
She probably collects that.
Stairs.
Too. From particular places. Nah.
She collects antique and custom knives.
She's the knife collector
She's
of all the people.
She's knife collector, yeah.
There's no way. She wouldn't have been
it
in the top
three. It
don't
even surprise me for some reason. She seemed like a knife collector.
And maybe she's a chef, like a home, you know.
Oh, I was thinking more like.
Don't get in an argument with her.
Yeah. I was thinking more like throwing knives.
Yeah, maybe.
Or like, you know,
maybe I'm wrong. I'm just saying, maybe I'm trying to justify it.
Maybe
here.
She does.
Yeah.
She's been collecting them since she was a teenager.
Huh. Okay.
Is there, so obviously you collect books. Figgy, is there anything that you collect or would collect?
One thing I would collect is game systems. Mm. So I was telling Sean this before the show. I'm like, I would love to collect every game system. So like the Atari, the first Nintendo, the Super Nintendo, like the real ones.
I used to have the original Atari Pong game when
I was
about
did.
12 years old.
I bet you did. You were like, look at the graphics.
It's amazing.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Elton John, he collects, guess what?
Okay. This
sunglasses.
Bingo.
Easy money.
Oh, yeah.
15,000 pairs of sunglasses.
15,000? Where?
Yeah, he actually have a whole room dedicated to sunglasses.
I kind of like this. That's him.
That's kind of cool, yeah.
Yeah, that's him.
I don't even know what he looked like without the sunglasses.
I know.
And then we could round it up on here with Steve Martin. He is, so people know him for collecting fine arts and all that stuff, but he's also obsessed with rare banjos.
Oh, well, he's an incredible banjo player.
Yeah, he actually
is it really?
Oh, God,
he actually
yes.
have a couple albums out.
Yeah, he's like top album. Tier.
Yeah, so he collects banjos.
You could have given me 1,500, 15,000 guesses in line with
you
Elton
never
John.
Guessed?
Never. Wouldn't have gotten there.
Really? Elton John?
No, but
Steve Martin.
The Steve Martin
Steve
banjo
Martin.
Thing.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, man.
Some of those tracks, some of them do not track at all.
No, I think mine would be a very something very simple like records, just records. Jazz records,
that's
vinyl,
a really good
vinyl
one.
Albums. I want to be.
When if you was super rich, you could get whatever you want. What's the one thing you would collect?
That is really tough. I think I would start with. I think I'd start with jazz records. Funny, like I think really? I, okay. But I just get a ton of them. Like trying to, like you, like trying to get first printings.
Yeah.
And like getting into, because I mean, you talk about jazz records going all the way back. Just get a whole bunch of Blue Note, Columbia records, all those types of things where you can get some early printings of those would be dope. Is there anything in the sports space that you would collect? Like, are you?
I know
all...
Sean Pendergast mentioned he would collect like wrestling belts.
Oh, okay.
Like, from back in the day and stuff like that.
Yeah.
He'd collect a lot of those bobbleheads.
you know me and college football and basketball. I think some of that memorabilia, like original Jim Thorpe's helmet, you know, go back as far as you want. Bronco Nagurski, you know, yeah. way back stuff.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Let's talk about a couple who filed for a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
They filed for a divorce because apparently they couldn't come up with a name for their kid.
What?
Yep, so a couple in Shanghai, China. What happened?
I'm sorry, I'm just read thinking. It. No, it's not even the text. I'm just thinking about the argument that had to ensue about naming a kid that is like, you know what? Mm-hmm. I don't even want to do this anymore.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't even know if this make it funnier or not, but it's a couple from Shanghai, China.
Okay.
They filed for a divorce after 2 years of marriage because they had a baby boy last year
mm-hmm.
and couldn't agree on the name. And I guess the hospital and all that stuff kind of stepped in. The courts tried to step in.
Wow.
Because it was messing everything up. Like, the baby couldn't get proper medical attention because it didn't have a name. It was a lot going on there. Mm-hmm. Birth certificate. They didn't even have a birth certificate.
Dang. So, this was serious.
Yeah, it got so bad to the point they never came up with a solution.
What were the options? What were they arguing over?
I would love to see the option, like what names they were thinking
of. You know what? Mm-hmm. If y'all couldn't find one name in the millions of names, mm-hmm. y'all probably don't. Y'all couldn't find no middle ground at all.
Yeah.
That y'all couldn't. I mean, there's so many different names. Mm-hmm. We couldn't get to a John or a Matt or a Susie. There was none that was like, this feels like something I could live
we
with.
We can compromise.
Y'all clearly don't need to be together at all. Clearly,
so, actually. And to kind of make it worse, now they're going through a divorce. Yeah. So now they got to go through the custody battle.
And the kid,
Oh, God, that's even scarier. If y'all can come up with a name, how y'all supposed to split the house and the earnings?
I want weekends. I want weekends.
It's like, I want the house. Well, I want the car.
All right, it's the Mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. Happy Friday to everyone out there. I just kind of want to give a couple salutes. I got to give a salute to my good friend Kim Davis. She actually have a new show on the CW 39.
All right.
Which premieres tonight at 10 p.m. called H-Town Sports Talk. And she's doing the show with Brad Gilmore, who used to be around here.
Yeah.
You see him a lot with Booker T. So I just want to give a special salute to her.
Good
shout
for
out
her.
To Kim.
Yeah, doing good things. One thing I like about her, she just keeps going.
Mm-hmm.
It don't matter. Like she always chases her dreams,
mm-hmm.
which kind of leads me to this. So it's a guy. I gotta give another salute to a guy by the name of Kent Brissard.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about LSU a little earlier.
Yeah,
and at the age of 66, he decided to go back to chase a dream.
Random fandom, meet Kent Broussard, who at 66 years young went back to school to chase a dream that began in 1968. Now, the first time he watched LSU inside Tiger Stadium, he was just 9 years old. Life took him another way, a career, raising a family, but he had a dream of joining the Golden Band from Tigerland. And 5 years ago, Kent picked up the tuba, he practiced, he trained, and yes, he enrolled at LSU. Audition. He made the band tonight, nearly six decades later. There he is, Kent Broussard, a 66-year-old freshman. Broussard making his dream come true. He took the field at halftime with the Golden Band from Tigerland. How great is that? And Broussard, a great quote, said, "People retire, but dreams don't."
Bars. That is a bar.
Yeah. I thought that was dope.
I'm so glad you brought this up.
Yeah, I thought that was dope.
It was making the rounds, and I was like, "That is the coolest thing you could ever see."
But the one thing is, he's even more of a message that if you want to take it, because he didn't just like, "I want to get in the band." That man was like, he had a routine for a mm-hmm. good long time of getting out and running and walking in order to get not just practicing the instrument, but getting himself back in shape. So, because apparently The LSU band, like the process of trying to get in is rigorous. Not even just, it's rigorous to get in.
Oh,
like,
yeah, audition. The cutdown,
is hard, man. Yeah. So shout out to him doing that. It was fun to see him with the big old sousaphone. I think that they asked him, you sure you want the big instrument? You don't want to get nothing smaller?
Yeah, but Superman.
You know what I realized? Like, just, with all the things like, oh, is there something sports related that you would collect? Mm-hmm. I am literally wearing it. I collect soccer jerseys.
Yeah,
soccer, I don't know why I didn't.
Yeah. I almost said that. Yeah.
It's literally soccer shirts, 100%.
And by the way, Kim Davis, shout out. I've known her for decades. Sure hope that Aggie game doesn't go to overtime.
Oh, because you're not. You're
no,
like,
it starts at 6:30.
Are they on the CW?
And no.
Okay, I was about to say.
But she'll be watching it.
Oh, yeah.
It starts at 6:30. Her show starts at 10.
Yeah.
And if I look, looking at
she's
that game,
a big egg.
It feels like it would go long. Well, you know what? If you have your own TV show, I feel like it's a good enough reason for you to have to come back and watch it a little
bit.
She
probably have it on the phone or somewhere, keep score on the Apple Watch or something. Yeah.
So shout out to Kim. Shout out to all you and your collections. And shout out to Figgy Fig for yet another fantastic mixtape here in the Loop, 1:20 p.m. every weekday on the program. All right, coming up next, we continue a Football Friday as we get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the Drive. They're out at BB's out there off of West Grand Parkway in Katy. They got the In the Loop commemorative pint glasses. Get out there and get those. But before we get there, we got to draft the weekend. Let's do that next.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.